Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Kanye West is reportedly about to enter the world of film, specifically the world of pornographic film. With a new studio that is being called Yeezy Porn, which is, it's the next logical step after opening a pre-K through 12th grade Christian private school. You can't say he doesn't have range, right? The Senate passed a $95 billion military aid package for our allies, Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. President Biden signed it into law. It's interesting, not only does the bill send money and weapons, it also requires the Chinese company that owns TikTok to either sell it in a year or be banned nationwide, which is terrifying. I mean, without TikTok, where will I watch videos of wealthy teenagers crying in their cars? It's...
This is the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102.
Yeah, Kimmel was the only late night talk show on last night. Everybody else is away and doing reruns. But it's kind of a funny moment that happened on Kimmel last night. Chris Stapleton sang a loving tribute to John Stamos.
I saw this.
And is Full House. Awesome. Because Chris Stapleton was a huge Full House fan growing up.
Massive.
Right. And so he sang this tribute song to John Stamos on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and the segment was called Wing It and Sing It. So keep in mind, Chris Stapleton has never seen the lyrics before. So here's, I won't play the whole thing, but here's the beginning of the Full House song Chris sang. Yeah, some of the best lines from the song are, he's the reason I'm singing this ballad. He's the feta cheese in my Greek salad.
I love it.
And dear God, tell me honestly, is it a sin for wishing I'd been born a third Olsen twin? And toward the end of the song, John Stamos appeared wearing a Chris Stapleton shirt, and the crowd went bananas.
That was great. Awesome.
Yeah, and Chris himself seemed both genuinely surprised and happy, but then he realized he had more to sing.
Oh, no.
So the closing line of the song was, holy you-know-what, wow, my dream has come true. John Stamos, you're awesome, and I do love you.
I know.
So there you go.
And you
That's a great bit.
Yeah, and somebody that doesn't age, John Stamos, what is the secret, buddy? Because I know you've partied a lot in your lifetime, and you look the exact same.
Him and actor Richard Karn from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Yes, the same.
You know, maybe he doesn't have those boyish good looks like John Stamos, but...
Looks exactly the same.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, that's wild.
All right, 13 after 7 with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Here we go. We got 3 headlines for you. 2 of those headlines are fake. 1 headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, what are we going to give them, Fritchie?
You're going to get a pair of tickets to go see Viet Gone at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. It's happening there April the 27th through June the 2nd. So is the real headline A, a road rager threw spaghetti at a pregnant woman? Is it B, a noise complaint was reported to the police for loud elephant lovemaking? Or is it C, a man is arrested after throwing 1,500 pounds of Swedish fish into the river, claims he wanted to set him free?
Wow.
513-749-2320 will take caller 20 to play.
Lisa.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
All right, Lisa, here we go. Three headlines, two fake, one real. You get the real headline and you are going to the Playhouse in the Park to see Viet Gone. Is the real headline A, a road rager threw spaghetti at a pregnant woman? Is it B, a noise complaint was reported to the police for loud elephant lovemaking? Or is it C, a man is arrested after throwing 1,500 pounds of Swedish fish into the river, claims he wanted to set him free?
It's a tough one. I'm
going to
say A.
It is A.
Way to Woo-hoo! Go. Yeah, no one deserves this. Even if you might have pregnancy cravings for spaghetti.
Mm-mm.
But a woman in Indianapolis called 911 around 5 p.m. last week to report that she'd been the victim of road rage. She was concerned because she had three kids in her car and she also happened to be pregnant. Well, she told police she was turning right when another driver turned left in front of her. She did admit to shouting at the other driver, but then the other driver is, well, you don't start things you can't finish. The other driver brake checked her, then flashed a gun and started tailing her.
Uh-oh.
Now it's getting scary.
Yeah, very much.
She said the other driver, also a female, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her. And it was a pretty good shot. It covered her and her car. The woman then sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her.
Mm.
Police showed up, tracked down the spaghetti thrower. She tried to claim the other woman was the aggressor, but the police didn't buy it. So they arrested her for intimidation and pointing a firearm. Which I think in most places you used to be, you would lose your right to carry in those days. But who knows? Thankfully, yeah. No one was hurt. Yeah, scary. All right. 18 after 7, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. If you missed our Facebook Live video this morning, we were talking about the NFL draft. And the big bombshell we got yesterday from Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, this was definitely something that a lot of us were not excited to hear. Because I feel like going into the draft, everyone, Bengals fans, we all feel very excited. Like, who are we going to get? This is going to be a great chance to really add to the team. Mm-hmm. But yesterday they announced that Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade. He is looking for a long-term deal with a team, hopefully the Bengals.
Yeah, it sounds like he wants to stay and he's
using... He wants to retire somewhere.
He's using this as a... Hey,
negotiation ploy.
Put up and pay me because I need more. I'm going to leave.
Two-time Pro Bowler. He is incredible. When he is not on that field, we definitely feel it.
How long has he been playing approximately?
I don't even know. A couple of years.
So he's a seasoned guy.
Like, yeah.
He's not considered a rookie still.
No.
No.
He makes power plays on the field. Like we want him to still be here.
And he paints a hawk on his face each game with his paint.
And
I love
plus
that.
He's also on the Bengals dessert list.
Yes. He totally
But
is.
How's his deal structured now? Like, you know about
what
he's
got
making?
A year or two left. He makes $15 million 1 year and $16 million the next year if it plays out the way it's supposed to.
And I think that I heard that they said, I don't know the exact thing, but I believe that the rules or whatever it is say that you are allowed to speak about trading to another team 1 year from when your deal ends.
Okay.
And I think he's allowed to talk to other people.
So that must have been yesterday.
But I think he can officially make it official in July.
Oh,
like that.
Gotcha.
So right now he's requesting the trade, saying to the Bengals, hey, make a deal with me or I'm going to start talking to
mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Or and moving around, but yeah.
Just want to give you a heads up.
Also kind of sad too, because, you know, T. Higgins, my favorite player currently on the Bengals, also requested a trade back in February, right? Mm-hmm. Or something. Maybe last year. I don't know.
We got him at least for this year, right?
Yes.
You think there's hope in the future of nailing him down longer term? Or?
I don't know, because all of these people really do deserve a lot of money. They really do.
Yeah.
I mean,
the money pie, there's only so much left.
Yes. and that's, you know, and that happens a lot with, I mean, just players that deserve to make a lot of money because they're making big deals.
Yeah.
I mean, but Joe, of course, Burrow is making the majority of the Bengals pie right now.
Right.
And then we heard yesterday that they also have decided to extend some love to Ja'Marr Chase.
Good.
So that's, you know, promising, but they can't pay everybody $200 million over those years. I mean, I guess they could, but who knows?
Draft is tonight. Starts at 8, Channel 9. Bengals get the number 18 pick in round 1.
Which means we'll wake up tomorrow and maybe see. I don't even know. Will they be able to get through all of the rounds tonight? We'll see.
No, it goes tomorrow and Saturday
as well. It goes all weekend, yeah. But also there's all this talk, Jeff, that is making the news in addition to all of these deals that the Bengals are trying to do, is that deal between the county and the Bengals.
Right.
Which I think expires in 2025 or 26 or something like that.
Next year, I think.
And so they're looking and they're saying, you know, the county keeps, or the Bengals keeps rejecting the deal from the county, but that the county is saying, look, we're not going to give you a free ride anymore. So all of that is happening.
The Bengals are not asking. It's not like they're asking for a brand new stadium.
No, they want to keep the stadium. They just want to make some upgrades.
Yes, yeah.
Which
like
some
millions.
Have already started with the new grass and
the scoreboards
and new locker room.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they need, I mean, as far as standards.
It's time.
Yes. As far as standards are concerned, the Bengals consistently are at the very, very bottom of the list when they ask the players about the facilities.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have family rooms. They didn't have a nursing station for a long time. They say the meals there aren't always the best. So
a lot of room for improvement there.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to go back to the Super Bowl, which, I mean, I feel like everyone wants to, don't they? We have to figure out how we all make that happen cohesively together.
And how much do the Bengals kick in? How much do the taxpayers kick in?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.